Marco Rubio stopped the Lawrence Barn in Hollis was a freewheeling affair. The senator took questions that ranged from how to get money out of politics to whether the president ought to be impeached to immigration. Rubio co-sponsored a plan that included a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, a proposal also supported by New Hampshire's two senators, and one that angered plenty of conservatives. When a voter challenged him to, quote, send home every single person that's violated our country's laws, Rubio didn't back down.
I don't think anyone can commit that to you. You have 12 million human beings in America, most of whom we don't even know who they are, and some of whom our country's not going to tolerate rounding up and sending back. That's not a realistic proposal.
Rubio said the U.S. needs to better secure its borders and modernize its immigration policies, moving to a system based on merit. He also called out Democrats to join with Republicans to reverse the president's executive action on immigration.
Because what's at stake here is not the issue, it's the constitutional principle behind it, the separation of powers, the balance of power in our republic.
Rubio wraps up his visit this morning with a politics and egg speech at St. Anselm College. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.